Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes
I Call BS.
All right, here we go, boys. I Call BS. Now you can call BS on anything you want. What's on your mind? It's in the cone of silence, right? And I call BS on my wife today, as I know she's not listening, because she's at home watching the Portuguese Hour on the Aurora Channel with her mother. So that's why I'm calling BS on her, because...
What's on the Portuguese Hour?
Oh, they have little Portuguese dancing and a bit of Portuguese singing.
Yeah, cool.
Portuguese cake making occasionally. Yeah. Beautiful boat rides and things around Portugal. It's a very beautiful part of the world, Portugal. And my in-laws are Portuguese. They spend a lot of time over there. So they come over, they all sit out round and watch this Portuguese show. Some bloke named Raul hosts it, and he's fantastic, and it's a good day. But my missus, right now, this I'm just saying, and this, everybody has things going on in their relationship. I'm not being a chauvinist or anything. My wife will say, we need to fix this. We need to get that. Our grandkids need this. Our daughter needs that. Our son's going there. He's going to need this fixed before he does that. Can you be home tomorrow? I've got a parcel delivered. Can you be home Tuesday? I'm getting a parcel delivered. Can you be home Wednesday? I'm getting a parcel delivered. And then as soon as I say, can such and such, she'll say, ah, is that all you think about yourself? My God, you are such a selfish pig. I call BS on that. And
there you go.
Anyone?
That was a rant like a Sheila. Fair dinkum, you old woman, you.
Wow. Okay, well, would you like to call BS on something?
I'm going to call BS on all the coaches out there. We touched on it before about the referees, about how much pressure that they're under. And Trent Robinson, for instance, with that stripping rule. I thought the stripping rule has been around for a long time. Since day one, you've always been allowed to steal the ball one-on-one. We need more contests in the game. Like, we got rid of the striking at the ball, at the play the ball on that. And the scrums, when it used to be a pure contest, when the hookers would have their half of their body in the back row of the other team. And when it come out, the halfbacks had to dive on it and it was your ball. I like the one-on-one strip. I think it saves the wrestle. It saves a player going to the ground. It makes it exciting. It gave the Raiders a chance of beating... you know, the greatest team in the last 10 years down there at their home after coming back from 18-0 down. And the coaches are coaching. Like, I remember sitting in a dressing room, and if I gave away a penalty, my teammates would be shitty and filthy because we had to do an extra set of six. And the coach would be absolutely ropeable if you gave away a penalty. Now they're actually coaching you to give away penalties. So that's how much it's turned. So if the coaches stop coaching penalties, this bullshit wrestle, this... all this trying to hurt people and slow the play the balls down, and they say, oh, we can't do it. Yes, you can. It's going to be fair. If everybody stops doing it, it's going to be fair. And this is about Melbourne Storm Wrestling. Every team has done it. We started doing it back in the 90s before Craig Bellamy even went to Melbourne. And I think Warren Ryan had them at Balmain back in the 80s. So wrestling coaches have been around for a long, long time, you know, to teach them to slow down the play the ball or, like, win these collisions or whatever. So I'm calling bullshit on the coaches to stop whinging that when something goes against you, okay, rugby league's a real game and you don't get every decision and not everything goes your way. And sometimes you're not in control.
Well said, Gordon. Well said. Anyone else like to call BS today?
Yeah, I'll call it on the Storm and their little passive-aggressive campaign to sort of... It's like the Clinton political campaign where they just keep putting up little fires elsewhere to make you concentrate on. And at the moment, Dave Donaghy, the Melbourne Storm chief executive, wrote an open letter on the Storm website to Storm members, and it's quite embarrassing. He says, "Look, like you, I love this time of year. It's getting close to finals time, and like clockwork, the annual Storm bashing of our club has begun." Right, this is cue the tears. Right. Funny how it always seems to happen about this time of the year. Every year, as a club, we focus on being the best we can on and off the field. But this week in particular, I felt the need to say something both to them in the media and to you, our valued members. Not just after hypocritical comments by one of my colleagues in Sydney regarding the way we play the game. So he's hopped into Richo there. comments we strongly object to, but we also about today's reporting in some sections of the media that sought to embarrass members of the Storm family. Well, that's probably my story when I wrote about Cameron Smith's wife getting a diamond ring off the game from playing 400. Why Cameron couldn't buy a ring, I don't know. But the Storm are trying to deflect the conversation from where it's at. And the fact is, the game needs to get rid of wrestling. We are at a point now where we need to seriously think about the game we're at. Danny Wyler wrote in the Sun Herald today how 3 million less people are watching the game from this time last year. This is critical for the game. The game is at a point where it needs to go and figure out what we are going to be. We cannot keep idling by and just passively going down this line because the coaches are too smart for the game, and the coaches, for their short-term success, are actually killing the long-term welfare of the game with what they're doing. Okay. And the game needs to get back control. And they need to get we need to sit down, and the referees are the ones that are going to start driving it. And as fans and viewers of the game, we need to understand what the referees have to do to regain control of the ruck so we're not seeing 4, 5, 6, 7 second tackles. Mm. And we need to support them when they have their blitz. And the coaches have got to actually start doing something for the benefit of the game rather than the benefit of themselves and get on board.
I agree, but we got to all join together, the media as in all the ex-players and all that. When the coaches whinge, we don't put their rant on TV. Don't put their rant on TV. Don't write about it. All you journalists.
But they're entitled.
Mate, I'm talking about you guys here.
Yeah,
when the coaches ring you and say, no, I'm sorry, mate, I can't write that. Right? Yeah, I mean, so just let the referees referee for a little bit. Let them crack down. Let them get a bit of control back. Instead of Robinson going, oh, well, that rule's stupid, then there's pressure, then we all write about it, we all talk about it, then the referees are under more pressure.
See, the whole thing is we brought the rule in this year, or sorry, last year, and everyone was fine with it last year. It happened occasionally. The Raiders, particularly Josh Hodgson, Josh Hodgson's got more strips this year than any other team in the competition by himself. But they still, the Raiders still only average one strip a week. That's all it is. It's not like it's an epidemic where every second set you're losing the ball.
It's not every set of six.
It's one strip. They average, I think they've had 23 or 24 now for the season. That's not a lot.
No.
But we have one coach question the rule, and Trent Robinson has got legitimate concerns. He believes that if it continues that every team will begin to coach this, therefore that we will actually see more slower play the balls because players start working over the ball in the ruck, right?
Well, and there's a concern that it could even transcend into rugby union. That's what I've had some
that's just ridiculous.
Pushing at me this
week.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
I said every club will employ a wrestling a stripping coach, and then
what?
And I don't know who said that to you, but they need to get off from, Maroon's gummy bears.
And where do they get the strippers from?
But the fact is, you watch the boys' eyes light up when they say, guys, we're getting in a stripping coach. But look, I just think, we have one coach question, and as I said, Trent Robinson has what he believes are legitimate concerns about it. But out of that one coach questioning it, the NRL straight away go, oh, well, we'll review it now.
And isn't he on the rules committee?
Yeah.
And this is another thing. No coach, they got so much self-interest, should be on the rules committee. If you're a current coach, you're not on the rules committee.
Yeah. Even
you're
though,
so far away from it, it's not funny.
Look, they are intelligent men. They are right at the forefront of the game. But you can't argue that they're, even if they try not to, their natural bias will come through
absolutely
in the decisions. It happens. It used to happen every year. If team won the comp by playing fast, the other coaches would get there at the end of the season saying we need to slow the game down. So we need to slow the ruck down. Mm. And then we go that way. Then a team would really slow it down and win the comp doing it that way. So the coaches get there at the end of that season and say we need to quicken it up.
Mm.
All
right.
It's always self-interest.
You got to call BS on anything or we'll leave you out of it this week, Hoops.
No, Anthony, as much as it pains me to do this, I've got to call BS on your BS. Mate, it's women in league round.
Right.
Celebrating the magnificent contribution that all women across all forms of the game make to the greatest game of all rugby league. And you've used this segment as a platform to carve up your beautiful wife, Christine.
Yeah. Well, the only
she's not here to defend herself.
Yeah, she never
you need
is
to go and have a good hard look in the mirror and give yourself an uppercut.
The only contribution,
just text her anyway.
The only contribution she makes to rugby league is drinking the Chablis in the Churchill Club every other weekend. So there you go. How do you like that?
She puts up with all your gibber jabber.
Oh, she puts up with me.
Over the course of every week, every year. And I put up with you three.
Isn't that nice of you to point out that it's women in league round?
Hi, Christine.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and